Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is January the 15th, and on this day in 1992, the class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees rolled in, this year headed by Johnny Cash, the Isley Brothers, Jimi Hendrix Experience, and the Yardbirds. I remember speaking to Yardbirds drummer Jim McCarty, who described the surreal event. You can check that out on episode 49 of Vintage Rock Pod. Elsewhere, on this day in 1977, the brilliant album Hotel California by the Eagles went to number one on the US album chart. It took the top spot off Stevie Wonder with his Songs in the Key of Life record. Hotel California has since gone 26 times platinum in the US and is, of course, ranked as one of the greatest records of all time. Going back to 1965 now, and the debut single by The Who was released in the UK. It was the band's second single, but the first as The Who. I Can't Explain hit the UK stores and eventually went top 10, topping out at number 8. Didn't do too well in the US, though, only hitting number 93 on the Billboard chart. And finally, on this day in 1981, Phil Collins plays In the Air Tonight on Top of the Pops. During the performance, he has a paint can and paintbrush nearby as props. This was a reference to the painter that his first wife was cheating on him with, apparently. But the focus of today's show is about a legendary song that went to number one in the US on this day in 1972.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Yes, on this day in 1972, Don McLean's American Pie topped the US Billboard chart. It would stay at number one for 4 weeks. It also topped the charts in Australia, Canada and New Zealand, but stalled at number two here in the UK. At the time of release, it was the longest song to top the US chart. At over 8.5 minutes, you had to flip over the 45 record to hear all of it. It has since been included in the top 5 songs on the RIAA Project Songs of the Century and was entered into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress for preservation due to it being culturally, historically or artistically significant. Now, I interviewed Don McLean last year to mark the 50th anniversary of the hit, and I'm going to play this section of the interview with him talking about the build-up and the reasons behind the song.
I mean, I'm not a smart guy. I'm a sort of an idiot in a way. You know, I kind of have things come into my head, and the other time I'll do something, you know. I'm a savant of some sort. I couldn't win at Jeopardy. I can't win at Scrabble. I don't play games, you know. But I have these notions that come to me.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
And these ideas that come to me, and I know exactly what to do. And I knew exactly where I was going when I started in 1968. I had to be on the Hudson River with Pete Seeger. I had to be in the middle of this whole thing that was going on. And I was with him, and this was when the anti-war thing, and he was always being watched by the FBI constantly. So they were watching me too. I'd be in basements, you know, singing at anti-war rallies, and there'd be FBI all over the place. And I was fascinated with this. You know, I was just on this journey, and it was music and it was politics. And that really is what American Pie is about, is that music and politics somehow influence each other moving forward. That was this notion that I had for this one really great big idea that I had about writing a song about my country, America. It was not "This Land Is Your Land." It was not, you know, any of these other kinds of songs. It was a dream, and it was a mystery tour of some sort.
And in terms of American Pie, then, as we said, it's the 50th anniversary. It's an incredible song. It's the top five songs of the 20th century in America. It's been named and various other awards and accolades, and it really has become a part of American culture itself. Now, in terms of writing it, I mean, did you ever get to the stage, because it's a long song, it's famously 8.5 minutes. Did you ever get to the stage where you thought maybe it's too long when you were in the writing and production stage?
Never. No. I'm interested in the English language and telling a story or writing a poem or whatever. I have no interest in whether or not it's long or short. I would say that the Dylan and the Beatles and that were doing longer things, you know, and especially Dylan. I mean, he was always doing these long things. So I didn't feel like there was any that I was in the forefront of anything new. I mean, it had already been done a lot. And even on a commercial level, MacArthur Park and some of these songs. And there was also a willingness on the part of the audience back in that time period to understand impressionistic lyrics. A Day in the Life, MacArthur Park is a good example of that too, where things don't exactly make perfect sense, you know, that there was this whole addition of LSD and drugs into everything. So there was a drug chic of some sort in the songwriting. There was a desire to make songwriting seem like they were affected by drugs in some way and make that a drug experience almost. And people forget that, you know, that was a big thing that separated a song like A Day in the Life and Sgt. Pepper from everything that came before, and it influenced me. And American Pie is that also. You know, I was trying to do with words and with a beautiful melody and with rock and roll what the Beatles did with strings and a massive London Symphony Orchestra, which I just love all that stuff, you know, I really do.
There you go, Don McLean talking about his classic hit American Pie, which went to number one in the US on this day in 1972. If you want to hear more from our chat together, then please check out the full episode on episode 56 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.